This is the second section of the Friday prayer sermon by the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, delivered in Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, on October 4th, 2024.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ahmaduhu wa astaghinuhu. Wa astaghfiruhu wa tawakkalu alayhi. Wa usalli wa usallim. على حبيبه الرسول الأعظم سيدنا محمد المصطفى وأوله الطاهرين وسيما علي أمير المؤمنين وحبيبته الزهراء المرضية والحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وعلي بن الحسين زين العابدين ومحمد بن علي باقر علم الأولين والآخرين وجعفر بن محمد الصادق وموسى بن جعفر الكاظم وعلي بن موسى الرضا ومحمد بن علي الجواد وعلي بن محمد الهادي والحسن بن علي الزكي العسكري والحجة بن الحسن القائم المهدي صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين وأسلم على صحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلى حماة المستضعفين وولاة المؤمنين.
I believe it is necessary to honor my brother, my dear one, who was a source of pride for me, an admired personage in the Islamic world, and the articulate voice of the nations in the region, the shining jewel of Lebanon, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, may Allah be pleased with him, during this Friday prayer in Tehran. I would also like to share a few words with everyone. The audience I'm addressing in this Friday prayer sermon is the entire Islamic world, in particular the dear nations of Lebanon and Palestine. We are all grieving and mourning the martyrdom of our dear Sayyid. This is a significant loss, and it has truly caused us to mourn. Of course, our mourning does not mean being depressed, distressed, or losing hope. It is of the same nature as mourning for the master of the martyrs, Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. It is reviving, edifying, inspiring, and it brings hope. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah is no longer among us physically, but his true self, his spirit, his path, and his resonant voice are and will continue to be with us. He was the highly raised flag of the resistance in the face of the tyrannical, plundering devils. He was the articulate voice and brave supporter of the oppressed. He brought assurance and courage to the fighters and seekers of truth. The scope of his popularity and influence extended beyond, well beyond Lebanon, Iran, and the Arab countries, and now his martyrdom will increase his influence even more. His most important message in words and actions during his lifetime to you, the devoted people of Lebanon, was to not despair nor become distraught over the loss of prominent figures such as Imam Musa Sadr, Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, and others, to not doubt about your struggle, to increase your efforts and your capabilities, to double down on your solidarity, to stand up to the aggressive, intrusive enemy, and to defeat them by strengthening your faith and putting your trust in Allah. My dear people, the devoted Lebanese nation, the exuberant youth of Hezbollah and Amal, my children, this is what our martyred Sayyid wants today from his people, the resistance front, and the entire Islamic Ummah. Since the evil, abject enemy is unable to inflict serious harm on the solid Hezbollah organization, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other organizations that fight on the path of Allah, it considers terrorism, destruction, bombardment, the killing of civilians, and bringing grief to unarmed people to be a sign of its victory. What is the consequence of this? The consequence of this behavior is an increase in the anger and motivation of the people. It fosters the emergence of more fighters, more commanders, more leaders, and an increase in the number of those who are willing to sacrifice their lives. It tightens the noose around the neck of the bloodthirsty wolf and will ultimately lead to the elimination of this disgraceful existence from the scene. My dear ones, grieving hearts find solace in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in seeking His help. The destruction will be repaired, and your patience and steadfastness will bring you honor and dignity. For some 30 years, our dear Sayyid was at the forefront of a difficult battle. He developed Hezbollah step by step, like a seed that sends forth its shoot, then grows and becomes stout, standing firmly on its stem, impressing the sowers, so that he may enrage the faithless by them. Allah has promised those of them who have faith and do righteous deeds, forgiveness and a great reward. With Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's planning, Hezbollah grew step by step, patiently, logically, and naturally. It showed the effect of its existence to its enemies in different stages by pushing back the Zionist regime. It gives its fruit every season by the leave of its Lord. Hezbollah is a truly Shajarat Tayyibah, the blessed tree. Hezbollah and its heroic, martyred leader are the essence of Lebanon's historic virtues and identity. We Iranians have long been familiar with Lebanon and its merits. Figures such as Ash-Shahid Muhammad ibn Makki al-Amili, Ali ibn Abd al-Ali al-Karaki, Ash-Shahid Zain al-Din al-Amili, Hussein ibn Abd al-Samad al-Amili, and his son Muhammad Baha'ad-Din, who is known as Sheikh Baha'i, along with many other religious and scholarly figures, have enriched Iran with the blessing of their extensive knowledge in the periods of the Sarbadars and Safavid governments in the 8th, 10th, and 11th centuries of the Hijri calendar. It is our duty and the responsibility of all Muslims to repay our debt to the wounded and bloodied Lebanon. Hezbollah and the martyred Sayyid have taken steps in the defense of Gaza and jihad for Masjid al-Aqsa, delivering a blow to the usurping, cruel Zionist regime. They have provided a vital service to the entire region and the entire Muslim world. The insistence of America and its allies on ensuring the safety of the usurping regime serves as a cover for their lethal policy of changing the Zionist regime into a tool for seizing all of the resources of this region and using that regime in major global conflicts. Their policy is to turn the Zionist regime into a gateway for exporting energy from the region to the Western world, while facilitating the imports of goods and technology from the West to this region. This approach ensures the survival of the usurping regime and increases the entire region's dependency upon it. The Zionist regime's brutal, reckless behavior towards the resistance fighters stems from its self-serving desire for such a situation. This reality helps us to realize that every blow to the Zionist regime by any individual or group is not only a service to the entire region, but to all of humanity. Surely, this Zionist and American dream is a vain, unattainable delusion. The Zionist regime is like an evil tree uprooted from the ground, which, according to Allah's true words, lacks any stability. This malicious regime is rootless, fallacious, and unstable, and it only managed to stand on its feet with difficulty with America's support. And Allah willing, this too will not last for long. The clear reason for this statement is that for a year now, despite spending several billions of dollars in Gaza and Lebanon, and despite the comprehensive support given by America and several other Western governments, the enemy has failed in its confrontation with several thousand fighters and mujahideen on the path of Allah, who are besieged and blocked from receiving any assistance from the outside. The only thing the Zionist regime has been able to do is bomb homes, schools, hospitals, and centers with a dense unarmed population. Today, even the Zionist criminal gang has gradually come to the conclusion that they will never triumph over Hamas and Hezbollah. You, the resilient people of Lebanon and Palestine, who are courageous fighters and patient, appreciative people, know that these martyrdoms and spilled blood will not weaken your movement. On the contrary, they will strengthen it. In Islamic Iran, during roughly 3 months of one summer in the 80s, tens of our prominent, distinguished figures were assassinated, including a prominent figure like Sayyid Muhammad Beheshti, a president like Muhammad Ali Rajai, and a prime minister like Muhammad Jawad Bahonar. Scholars such as Ayatollah Madani, Quddusi, Hashemi Nejad, and others like them were also assassinated. Each of these individuals were considered to be a pillar of the Islamic Revolution at either a national or local level, and losing them wasn't easy. But the Islamic Revolution did not stop. It didn't retreat, and instead, it sped up. Today, too, the resistance in the region will not retreat as a result of these martyrdoms. The resistance will be victorious. The resistance in Gaza has captured the world's attention and brought honor to Islam. In Gaza, Islam has stood firm against all that is evil and foul. There is no noble human being who doesn't applaud this steadfastness and curse the ruthless, bloodthirsty enemy. The Al-Aqsa storm and the year-long resistance of Gaza and Lebanon have brought the usurping regime to a point where its main concern is to protect its existence, which is the same concern that the Zionist regime had in the early years of its cursed creation. This means that the struggles of the fighters of Palestine and Lebanon have been able to push back the Zionist regime to the position that it was 70 years ago. The primary cause of war, insecurity, and backwardness in this region is the existence of the Zionist regime and the presence of governments that claim to seek peace and calm in the region. The main problem facing the region is foreign interference. The governments of the region are capable of establishing peace and security. Achieving this great liberal goal requires the efforts and struggles of nations and governments. Allah is with those who tread in this path, and Allah is indeed able to help them. May Allah's greetings and peace be upon the martyred leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the martyred hero, Ismail Haniyeh, and the honored commander, Lieutenant General Qasim Soleimani. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, when Allah's help comes with victory, and you see the people entering Allah's religion in throngs, celebrate the praise of your Lord, and plead to Him for forgiveness. Indeed, He is all clement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza jaa nasrullah wal-fath. Wa ra'ayta an-nas yadkhuluna fi dinillah afwaja. Fasabbih bihamd rabbika wastaghfirhu. Innahu kana tawwaba. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.